Okay, back to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, when the night of Rosh Hashanah starts, this year it doesn't matter because it's really Friday night, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to Bechlau, generally speaking, to Yom Tov, so many people have a custom, they won't light 18 minutes before sundown. Why? Because Yom Tov, you're allowed to light candles from a pre-existing flame. So many places, there's a custom that when the man comes home from a pre-existing flame, that's when the woman lights Yom Tov candles. Also, many people have a custom that, like this, when a woman lights Shabbos candles, she first lights the candles, then covers her eyes, and then makes the bracha. And we learned the reason for that is because really you have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Once you make a bracha by Shabbos, then basically it became Shabbos already. So then you can't light the candles. So because you have no choice, so first you light the candles and then you cover your eyes and you make the bracha. So many people hold Yom Tov, so then you do it the right way. Yom Tov, you make the bracha, and then you light the candles. But the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos says not to differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. We do it always the same way. Even though Yom Tov, halachically, you don't have to do it like you do on Shabbos, but not to differentiate between Shabbos candles and Yom Tov candles. So the bottom line is, we light Shabbos Yom Tov candles 18 minutes before sundown. If you didn't, I'm talking about the first night. The second night, you can't do it later. You can't do it earlier. So, but this year is also Shabbos, so for sure you have to light candles on time. Now there's another unique, this is mamish unique to Chabad, and that is most people, most customs, when they light the Yom Tov candles, even Rosh Hashanah, they say Lahadlik Ner Shol Yom Tov. In Chabad, the custom is Lahadlik Ner Shol Yom Azikorin. Now this year, because it's Friday night, you have to say Shol Shabbos v'Shol Yom Tov, or Shol Shabbos v'Shol Yom Azikorin, because it's also Friday night. And the Rebbe explains that this minig originated from the Alter Rebbe. That the Alter Rebbe, in the Alter Rebbe's house, they made the bracha lahadlik ner shel yom hazikaron. And the Rebbe said the reason probably is because we want to make the same bracha as the haftarah. The haftarah on Rosh Hashanah, you finish mekadesh yisov yom hazikaron. So also because in the haftarah you use the word yom hazikaron, so that's how we call the Yom Tov even when we benchlicht. So this year, again, because it's Friday night, you have to say Ladik Neshul Shabbos V'Shal Yom Azikaron. By the way, the second night, because it's going from Saturday night, you have to make a Baruch HaMavdo before you light candles and goes on to that whole thing. Okay, but we'll get there when we... So the night of Rosh Hashanah, you have in the Shemoneh Esrei all the various differences that we say different than the whole year. We don't say Akel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. We add various different things. Ochreinu L'chaim, Michamecha, Ochsev L'chaim, Seif L'chaim, Eisa HaSholem. These are all things that we add in the Shemoneh Esrei. And if somebody by mistake said, instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, they said, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to actually repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Anytime you remember, you stop and go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. If you already finished davening, you have to anyway daven over. If it takes the dibur, yeah, but then you say, Hakel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh. Or it's brought down, even if somebody says, Hakel, Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel, and then they realize and they say, HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, it's good.
Only at that point.
But otherwise, the best thing is, you look at the machzor, you look at the siddur, and you see what you have to do. Okay, this year, because it's Friday night, there's also different customs. Our custom is that, besides the fact that davening, we begin Mizmor L'David, like Yom Tov and Shabbos. And this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, before Mincha, you say, Heidu and Pasach Eliyahu, because it's Friday afternoon, we begin Mizmor L'David, but in L'chodeidi, in Be'er V'Shalom, we don't say Gam B'Simcha, like we do on Yom Tov, we say Gamberino Vitzala. But our custom is by Kiddush, Friday night, if it's Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah, we say Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil quietly. I mean, we don't sing it, but we just, but it's said, but you say it quietly. Okay. Again, this applies to men living alone or to women living alone. Women say the Yom Tov demands a Shechianu. So the women make the Shechianu at the time they light candles. They make the Shechianu. Men make it at the time of Kiddush. But if a man lives alone, he definitely doesn't do it twice. Because the Shechianu is on the Yom Tov. So you either have to do it by candle lighting or you have to do it by Kiddush. You can't make twice Shechianu. So it's brach and vein.
Both days.
So therefore, the custom is, what's brought down in Halacha, the custom is that a man makes the Shechianu at Kiddush, not at candle lighting. And the woman, if she lives alone, she doesn't make Kiddush, she makes it by candle lighting, not by Kiddush. Because this is their main thing and this is his main thing. So but it could be very practical. A man lives alone, especially now with Corona, a lot of people are not going anywhere. So if they live alone, you make Shechianu, if it's a woman, at candle lighting, not during davening, not by Kiddush, and the man makes it by Kiddush, not by candle lighting. Okay, another din, customs, a lot of customs. Number one, this you have to know beforehand, if you're the one that cooks or bakes, well, baking doesn't apply too much. The custom on Rosh Hashanah is you don't eat sour foods. Moshe says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't cook fish in vinegar. They used to cook fish in vinegar years ago. It's because Shulchan Aruch says you don't do it. And Rosh Hashanah, why? We want everything sweet. We don't want anything bitter. So even in what we eat, we make sure to eat only sweet foods. People also have a minig, you eat a pomegranate. Why do you eat a pomegranate? Because it has a lot of seeds. Many people will eat carrots, cooked carrots. Because in Yiddish, carrots are merin, or mer singular. Mer means a lot, more. So therefore they'll eat. A lot of people have different customs what they eat. Chabad custom is we do eat a pomegranate, we do eat an apple and honey that we'll discuss in a minute, but we only say yiratzen, Chabad custom, only on the apple. A lot of people, when they eat all those things, they say yiratzen for each one, but Chabad custom isn't. Okay, so you have the Kiddush Friday night, Rosh Hashanah, again, because it's Shabbos, so you say Shom Aleichem Eishes Chayil quietly. And then you start Kiddush Yom HaShishi, because it's Friday night. And then you go through the Kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov, what you have in the Machzer. Okay. What?
What's the reason we don't say Simcha? Because
it's not Yom HaSimcha. Yom Tov normally is Samachta B'Chagecha. That refers to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. These are Yom HaDin. In fact, the main reason why you don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, even though it's a Yom Tov, why don't you say Hallel? Because they're Yom Din. They're not days of joy, they're days of seriousness. So even though we learned yesterday, you get dressed up because we're certain that Hashem is going to give us a good year, but on the day of Rosh Hashanah, it's a serious time. It's not the level of Simcha. Yom Tov is Simcha. In fact, the Yom Tov, the Torah says, V'samachta b'chagecha, yeah, you have to be joyous. It doesn't refer to Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur at all. Okay. Huh? Okay, it's also customary that when you dip what do you do the night of Rosh Hashanah, the first night? You make Kiddush, like we said, for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then you go wash for Hametzi. And then you dip the Hametzi into honey. Instead of salt, or not instead of salt, but in addition to salt, we dip the challah in honey. Why again? It should be a sweet year. What the Rebbe always did was the Rebbe would dip the first piece into honey and then another piece into salt. Or the Rebbe dipped all his pieces into salt. That was his reasoning, whatever. But many people have a custom, the first piece you dip into honey, and another piece you take and you dip it into salt, because of the union of salt. In fact, it's brought down in Poskim. Some people say you take one piece of challah. So there's opinions that say that. You take one piece of challah, half the side you dip in hadi, and the other side you dip in salt. And you eat it together. But that we don't do. We dip the first piece into honey, and the second piece we dip into salt if you want. There still has to be salt on the table even if you don't use it. What? Honey all over what?
The father of the house that he gives the bread to everybody after he does the thing.
No.
He has a custom of pouring honey on the whole thing. After.
All the challah?
Yeah.
Okay, but we have a custom.
On the pieces.
Okay, but our custom is we don't dip. We don't put honey on the challah.
Yeah.
We dip the challah in the honey. In fact, we do it three times also.
Yeah.
Just like challah and salt. The custom is you dip it three times. So the same thing, when you dip the challah into honey, you also do it three times. Somebody, we mentioned this every year, somebody asked the Rebbe, the reason why you dip challah into salt three times, al pi kabbalah, is because salt, melach, equals 78. Mem lamed ches equals 78. And yud kei vav kei, Hashem's name, is 26. So 3 times 26 is 78. So therefore, by salt, you dip it 3 times into the salt, because then you have 3 times, because the table is a Mizbeach LaHashem, the Yud Kevav, okay? So then you dip it because you have 3 times. So somebody asked the Rebbe, what do you do with honey? Honey is not melach. So the Rebbe answered, but the word melach is the same letters as lechem. So therefore, you still have lechem. So even the lechem, which is also 3 times Hashem's name, so you dip the, and that's our meaning, we dip the challah into honey three times. And then afterwards, you make, we eat an apple, and we dip, even though we washed for hametzi already, we still dip the apple into honey, and we make a bracha, beri pri ha'etz, and we say, yiratzim v'fenecha, shetchadish aleinu shana teva mesukah, and then we eat it. And there's a whole letter from the Rebbe printed in the back of Sefer Minhagim and many other places why it's not considered a separation between the bracha and the eating. And the Rebbe shows why it's not considered a separation. So our custom is, but first you dip the apple in honey to minimize the space between the bracha and eating, the time. So you dip the apple in honey three times, and then you hold it in your right hand and you make a very pure eight. You say, Yiratzim v'necha shetchadish aleinu, Hashem should give us new, good, sweet year. And then you eat the apple. Now, why do you have to make a bracha on the apple? You washed already for the meal. Because like we learned in Birchas Hananin, the apple is not part of the meal. Hametzi covers things that are eaten to fill you up. Chicken, fish, eggs, whatever. Foods that are made to fill you up. That's what bread covers. Fruit is not made to fill you up. And therefore, if you eat fruit in the middle of a meal or at the end of a meal, but even in the middle of the meal, you have to make a bracha on it. So therefore, the ha'etz on the apple is not included in the ha'metzi. So therefore, you have to make ha'etz on the apple. And you say the yiratzen, and it's interesting, even though you have on the table pomegranates, which is one of the fruits of the shivas aminim, and you're going to be eating the pomegranate, because our minigas eat the pomegranate. Yeah? So, l'cheira, you would have to make ha'et on the pomegranate, not on the apple. But the Rebbe writes, our minigas, and that's what the Friedrich Rebbe did, and that's what the Rebbe did, that you make ha'et on the apple, even though there's other species of the shivas aminim on the table. Huh? No, you washed already, so it doesn't matter. No, the second night when you eat the new fruit before I made the second night, so then our custom is to eat a full kazayas. Different opinions in halacha, but our custom is we eat a whole kazayas, we make an after bracha, and then... okay, so basically, people on Rosh Hashanah will avoid using horseradish, or bitter jalapeno peppers, whatever. They won't use sharp foods on Rosh Hashanah because, in fact, some people have a minhag through Sukkos. But that's minhagim. And halacha says, in what brought down Shchunach is Rosh Hashanah, you don't do it. Some people want to eat horseradish or ketchup or, I mean, spicy food. That doesn't mean you can't put a little vinegar into the food as long as you don't taste it. The main thing is you don't want to taste bitter food. But if a recipe calls for a little vinegar but you don't taste it, then it's not an issue at all. Okay, machat chinus in a mezumai mechem eba mayim. Given Shevela Gal Teira Bechanan Makashi Medot, and 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 Bechanan Makashi Med